Hey, I'm sitting with one underground legend next to me. It's Alessio Medici from band Violenter. How's it going, man?
Hi, Daro. All good. Nice to meet you in Stockholm.
Yeah, it's great to see you again, man. Congratulations about the new album. It sounds amazing.
Thank you. Pleasure.
I hear it. It's way different this time than Maniac's route and the other ones. It's more heavy and I can say even more blackish. How you get this idea to change the style this time?
But to be honest, I not change the style because the riffing almost similar, no, to the past records. I have a new lineup, a new bass player, a new drummer, and so probably this is change a bit our style. But yes, I think to do these records, I would like to do a bit extreme. So mixing blast beat with usual riff, you know, violent riff, no.
Yeah, get you. And also, a lot of bands make records with English language and just one or two songs in their native language. But you choose the opposite. You done the whole album in Italian language and you just put one ballad this time in English. How you get this idea?
I have something to say to Italians, to be honest. So this is was the idea, because in general was a shitty situation. No, I mean not only for the pandemic, but it's already a lot of years that our country is not so good and I'm a lot of stress. So I have to say something to my national mates, no? I would say country mates. And yes, I put the ballad because I have as guest a couple of friends. One is Simon from Valkyria, he is from Stockholm, and that we play together in Obs Angel of Death. And the special guest particular was Dr. Ethan Scam from the Mentors from USA, that he sing and he writes also the lyrics in mental style. But the good thing is that it's the first Mentors ballad ever, so we did together in the new Violentos record.
Yeah, man, like I said earlier, for me it sounds that you changed a little bit the sound, and I can definitely hear a little bit of Hope's Angel of Death influence, and probably the most of the guys who are listening this interview now know you play with Peter Hopes. How was the feeling back in the day to tour with such a legend as Peter Hopes?
Well, Peter for me was very important for my personal growing in the years, also as a tour organizer, because when I joined OBS, it was my first tour I ever organized in Europe. So I was the tour manager and also played bass with him and spent very great years with him. And I want to remember him, rest in peace, because he suddenly disappeared very early now, for only 56 years old. For us, it was
a very, big shock.
Big shock, because we speak all days. We were friends. We were very good friends, like brothers. And we also planning a lot of things together, to play together, because we were very good, in very good connection. We are similar to on lot of aspect of our character, and of course in music, no, to enjoy life and live for rock and roll.
Yeah, because also you was in his last lineup for the last record that he recorded, and Yeah, like you said, he passed very early, and it was a big shock for all of our community. And speaking now, going back to Violenter, you're going to release this album on 22nd of May, right?
Yeah, we will release on 20 of May. The album is already on the pre-order on Time to Kill Records, our new label. And will be physical ready on 20 May. We also tour in July. We play Scandinavia, so in Stockholm also.
Yeah, in Kuopsfrö, Smangio as well, I guess.
Yes, and what day is this? Tuesday?
I think it's again in some weekday.
See, weekdays on Tuesday in July.
But man,
you will see the advertisement world.
All the treasure for me is supposed to came to see you, because it's been a long time, almost like 4 years from the last gig that you made in Sweden.
No, with Violentor we play in 2013 with Slowback and Turbocharged. We play in Stockholm.
I think it was a little bit late, around 17, I think.
No.
In Copperfield.
Copperfield.
Yeah.
Or 14? 2014?
Probably.
No, I don't remember. So we played a few years ago.
Yeah, definitely it was a long time.
I'm not into the dates. I hear one. But forgot all the dates.
And it was with the last lineup. And this lineup is quite international. Can you yes, say more about the lineup?
Yes, we are all now. So the old lineup left the band because for personal problem with job, regular job and family and stuff. So not free to travel a lot as I want. So I keep on board my partner in Etrurian Legion is Gigi to play bass. He's a promoter also and tour manager. And we are freelance, so we are free to move, organize our job. And so when we have to tour, we can go tour. And the drummer is from Poland, is a Black Silesia main guy, also promoter in Poland. So we are three motherfuckers now.
So robisz, kurwa, po pierwsze.
We were motherfuckers before. We were before also, but now ready to go everywhere. Now I already, the first thing I say to the guys, I say, with my lantern, I want to travel all world. So I need people, I need real rockers that follow me with the same passions, and that's it.
Because I remember, I think before 2 years, you basically just disbanded the band, and I was so sad because the group was very good, and I was like, come on, man, you need to continue. And I'm really glad that you take the next step, change the lineup. Yeah, we're going to miss the old guys because they were also really good musicians as well. And with the new album, and hopefully the tour is going to be great as well.
Yes, I was decided to split the band because, you know, when you don't have anything to touch, no, you lose your partners in crime, no?
Yeah.
And because for their job, you know, their boss problem all the time to have a 3 days for go play, and so I was in the situation, and I'm very impulsive, no, sometimes always impulsive, and in that time I say, okay, fuck off everything, fuck off the band, but then stop thinking, and all the job done, all the things we done, was a shame, no. So I say, come on, we have in my dreams is still alive to travel around the world and music, so no reason to split the band, find musicians, good people, and partners, new partners for hit the road again.
Yeah, man, because you're like a road dog. Every time when I check your Facebook, you're Finland, you're in Bulgaria, you're somewhere else than Italy. So how is the feeling to be like a road dog, always on the road, and doesn't matter if you're playing with a band or you're a driver for other bands, tour manager, how you feel? Didn't you have this homesick, just want to stay home for like 1 month, don't do anything, enjoying the motorcycle?
No, actually right now I come back home at the end of November, because I have a full season of tours, also play with my lantern, but driving and to manage the other bands, for me is a job and also my passion. So I'm very lucky and you know,
living the
privilege, because I follow my dreams on job. It was not so easy, no, like talking, because I spent many years of my life, more than the most years of my life are to dedication to the music, and now I'm taking what I have seeds now during the during the years with dedication and traveling and meet people and find new opportunity always not to play, or for me, for other bands also, because I like to work for others also, and it's a big community, and the community needs someone to take care of the bands, to drive them safety with the safety trucks and good backline, etc., and have a also good feeling with the promoters, organizers, venues. There's a lot to do.
Yeah, definitely. Well, since you've been so long time on the road, probably you have some great stories. You can share at least one with us.
I have many. Right now we are just in Stockholm. I can tell you what's happening here. We have a gigs with Obs, Angel of Death, here in Stockholm, and they enter in some thieves in the van by night. We have stolen some materials, and was missing three shows at the to end of the tour. What we do? And we say, we're watching everybody in the eyes and say, continue the tour, but we don't have the instruments. Continue the tour. So we want thieves stolen everything, but we wouldn't continue the tour the same, for we're gonna go back home. We didn't want to go back home.
Some last words for our audience.
Fuck off.
And
I hope to see some of you at the club Fredagsmangel in July. You will see in the next week, next days, the announcement. And also thank you guys for everything, because I really like my life right now.
And just one word from me to you.
Daro is...
No, from me to you, man.
Ah.
Make old Wogu great again.
Ah.
The new Wogu doesn't... I don't like
Daro
it so much.
Daro doesn't like the new logo made by Rock.
Yeah.
I like so much.
All right, man. Thanks again for the great interview.
Cheers, bro.
That was great. Thanks, man.